Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about being qualified. I have people say to me all the time, I really feel like God wants me to, and then you can fill in the blank. And then they'll say something like, but I'm just not qualified to do that, Pastor. I don't know the Bible. I don't know how to discern his will. I don't know how to lead people. And you know, at the end of the day, I look at everybody and I think, none of us did at some point. None of us are qualified per se if we wanted to have all of the answers. We learn those while we are serving. You know, I heard it said 1,000 times, you know, God doesn't call the qualified, God qualifies the called. Or maybe I said that backward. Yeah, I did say it backward. But here's the point. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, here am I, send me. When it comes to God accomplishing his perfect will and his work and his purpose in this earth, there's only one thing that matters. Not are you qualified, but are you willing? God indeed will take a time and he will build inside of you everything you need to accomplish his will. He's waiting for us to say, here am I, send me. Having talent is nice, and God can use whatever talents you might offer. Money is nice, and God can use the resources that you have to bless other folks and advance his kingdom. That's awesome. Gifts are great, and God can use that. But can I just say the most important thing God needs from you is willingness. I want you to know that God can qualify you. God can call you, but he is waiting on you to willfully surrender to him. This is the most important qualifier that makes you fit for God's kingdom. Your willingness superseding all of the talent, all of the money, and all the gifts that you might have. You see, the question that God is asking Isaiah is the same question that he's still asking. Who shall I send? Who will go for me? In fact, if God was giving a job interview, this would be the only question and qualification. I want to encourage you today, friend, to surrender to God's will with your life in every facet and in every way. I want you to be able to hear the 7 of the most glorious words that you could ever desire to hear when the Lord would say, well done, my good and faithful servant. And on that day, you'll know it was truly worth it all. Remember that what God is looking for isn't your skills or your money. He's not looking for your gifts. He's looking for a willing heart. Does he call you? Yes. And when he does, he's waiting on you to take one step forward with a willing heart, and he will qualify everything else you need. My friend, he can't wait for you to choose his way. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.